One thing that may surprise you don't really hear blaring train whistles at Railroad Park. In fact, recently, there's been more noise from saws, diesel engines, and construction equipment as crews put on the finishing touches. Catherine Estes Billmeyer is executive director at the Railroad Park Foundation. She stands under a large awning, the 17th Street Pavilion.
And it's meant to look like a train station with the railroad cars underneath.
It's an homage to Birmingham's history as a railroad hub where iron, steel, coal, and other industrial materials rode the rails. Today, Billmeyer is eager to share the amenities of the new park.
This is but one of the several different age-specific play areas here. It's a climbing dome. So here you see the stream working. Fun place to sit on these and splash your feet in the water. Plenty of lush green lawn to have your own little oasis right here in the middle of urban downtown.
There's an amphitheater, a third of a mile long trail, free Wi-Fi, round-the-clock security with an interactive camera system.
Their own candid camera 24/7, so if you pick your nose, we're going to catch it.
Railroad Park covers 19 acres. About a third of it is water. Oh, and the reason you don't hear much train noise is because there's not a rail crossing downtown, so trains don't have to blow their whistles. It's actually relatively quiet. Just under half of the money for this $25 million project came from public funds. Billmeyer calls it a game changer.
People continually say that they want green space, they want a place to play, they want a place to come and relax. Having this sort of area down in the middle of downtown provides a lot of that for the workers at UAB, for the workers at downtown.
It would be a major change for this blighted area of the city.
It's about lunchtime on a weekday. 17th Street, 1st Avenue South, right by the main pavilion in Railroad Park. The sheriff's car goes by, a few other cars, a jogger. But that's about it. Not a lot going on here.
After walking about three or four blocks toward UAB, the lunch crowd start to appear. But of the 20 or so people I talked to, only two had even heard of Railroad Park. That doesn't mean there isn't interest once they do hear. Nursing student Sherry Blackerby says she'd probably check it out.
I'm always looking for things to do, you know, outdoors or something different that I can do to take my children. They're 5 and 7. You know, anything that's out of the ordinary is always at least good to try.
Trey Jordan is a researcher at the American Planning Association. She says it's a pretty safe bet that people will use parks if they're promoted and people feel safe there. Jordan says parks do reliably spur economic development, be it restaurants, retail, or residential. They promote tourism, even healthier lifestyles. But
it does take more than just putting the park in a spot and people flocking to it.
Jordan says generating economic growth takes three things: political leadership, collaboration between residents and those making the decisions, and being careful that the park fits into the existing neighborhood. Susan Mason is one of the few people who already call the Railroad Park neighborhood home. She's co-owner of B&A Warehouse, a catering and event facility right across the street from the park. B&A will actually support what's called the dining car, kind of a stripped-down cafe serving sandwiches and salads for lunch at the main pavilion. Mason says she doesn't know what to expect.
It is truly a crapshoot. I don't have a clue who's coming, when they're going to be here. So it's going to be a little bit daunting at first.
Mason expects the park to bring her business more visibility. As far as the larger question of the park turning around this blighted area, Mason is succinct.
Who knows?
Catherine Estes Billmeyer, however, believes as the economy recovers, development will come. She points to other projects underway near the park.
The Cityville apartment complex is just a couple blocks from us. This will be a great usage for them. The Pizzitz building that's going to be restored will have a great view onto the park. And there's talk and lots of plans being developed.
Talk most recently of a baseball stadium near the park. Discussion isn't through either for Railroad Park itself. Long-term plans call for green space to stretch along the railway to Schloss Furnace. Right now, though, Billmeyer hopes people just come out and play. For WBHM, I'm Andrew Yeager.